Okay, good evening, folks. It is 4 p.m. Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2025. This is our South Whidbey Fire EMS regular meeting. I would like to call it to order. We are going to do a quick agenda switch. So I guess if anybody would like to make a motion to move the election of our board chair up to the second item.
So moved.
Second.
Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. So our first order of business shall be to hear a motion for a new chair for 2025 for this board.
Make a motion for Commissioner Nablé to be the chair for 2025.
I will happily second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Commissioner Noblet, I am happy to pass the
Well,
gavel on to you.
I will just comment that every time I've been on the ballot or in any situation, I've always voted for myself, and I voted for myself just now. I never can understand candidates who say, "Well, I didn't vote for myself." And if they lose by one vote, I mean, you spend all that effort and then you don't do it. So, we've had an approval to change the order of the vote for the new chair, but I think we need a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Is there a motion for that?
We did it. We need to motion for the consent agenda.
Well, I don't know if that first motion included approving of the agenda or just moving the vote.
I was hoping it was both. That
Okay.
was my intent,
Okay.
if that's all right.
So, yeah, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
I will second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Is there any public input at this point?
Don't
Going
think so.
once, going twice. So at this point, item four on the agenda is the consent agenda, and of course we all know that they've been distributed to us. But anybody who is listening in, these are items that we've reviewed, the board has reviewed, and are non-consequential. And so if there's no discussion from the members of the board or anybody else in the audience, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. We're moving. At this point, Chief Walsh, you have noticed we have a member update.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We have a new member to approve this evening, a Christian Aysen. I don't know, is Christian on the Zoom? Can we put him to where they could see, move him on the other screens, or at least so we can see one of the two? Thanks for appearing this evening, Christian. So Christian has been through all of our standard procedure. He's been through the physical, the written, the interview process, the chief's interview process, background check, the whole works. And he's coming to us from the Mukilteo area. Is an excellent new volunteer we have coming in. He's got his EMT already. He's interested in serving as an EMT and a firefighter going through Fire Academy. Is currently working in the athletics department at the high school that he attended, actually, and does a lot of faith-based work as well. So welcome, Christian. If I would open up for the commissioners, if you have any questions or greetings for Christian before we ask for approval.
Just on a greeting. Welcome to South Whidbey. Hope you'll be very happy working here. We're delighted to have you on board.
Christian, I echo that. And I'd like to say, I salute you by taking my hat off to say, welcome aboard. We look forward to hearing good things from you and about you. And South Whidbey Fire and EMS is a better district for having you on board.
Christian, welcome. Thank you for joining our ranks. We can't do this without our volunteers, and we appreciate the background that you bring to us.
So is there a motion to approve Christian? It's Eisen? 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 How's it pronounced correctly?
Asen, sir.
Okay. I'm sensitive to that because very few people get the correct pronunciation of my last name. Noblet, Niblet, but rarely Noblet. So I am very sensitive to people's last names. So this point, is there a motion to approve Christian Asen to be a member of our community?
So moved.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Welcome aboard, sir.
You much for the opportunity, commissioners. I really appreciate it.
At this point, we are going to new business. We have several items, resolution, and I'm just going to turn to the appropriate page. For anybody in the audience, previously our meetings started at 6. How quickly we forget when it was.
At 30.
We previously agreed to move it to 4 p.m. today, and with the sun still out, that's nice. Is there any discussion on the part of staff or commissioners on this subject?
I believe we added on this after our discussion last time as well, the alternate meeting dates.
Which I think is a very good a good process. If there's no discussion or comments, I entertain a motion to approve resolution 202501, the regular meeting schedule for year 2025.
I will move that we approve resolution number 2025-01.
Seconded.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. It's unanimous. And so we have the meeting schedule in our packet. At this point, we want to look at and maybe get a staff presentation on resolution 2025-02, or for surplus property. Chief, any comments?
Yeah, thank you. This is just a resolution to surplus a large amount of old computers and monitors and electronic equipment that's been in the basement for some time now. It's no longer in service with the district, and so we will be surplusing that and making sure to remove any hard drives or anything like that prior.
Commissioner's question of the chief on this. Just have one question, Chief. Do we have any criteria or criterion for when we surplus something?
As far as how we surplus it,
When? What is there a basis for when something is surplused?
yeah, it depends on the service life of the individual item. And with some of these electronics, we take them probably past their recommended service life, but it is important to update them, especially with cybersecurity concerns and things of that nature.
Okay. Now, commissioners, any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution 2025-02 for surplus property.
Are we expecting to sell these, or are they just going to go to the for disposal?
Yeah, we will try to sell these as lot in lots on the bidding site. So we'll bundle them up on a pallet. I think they're already starting to palletize them.
Okay.
I will put forth a motion that we approve resolution number 2025 02, a declaration of surplus property.
All those in favor say aye.
Oh, we need a second.
Seconded.
Second. Sorry about that. I thought I had a second, but
aye.
Aye.
I got to get this down.
Keep you on your toes.
There you go. Well, we're going to skip over election of board chair since that's already been done. The next item under new business is reading of policy number 1007.4.4.7. Staff report.
Yeah, so this is a first reading for the fire captain position description. The reason we were wanting to update this for the potential of a career captain coming up in the next year, we revisited and did some updates to this position description, and I've worked with the Labor Management Committee on it as well, and they don't have any concerns at this time. So just opening this up for a first reading and see if you all have any questions or concerns. And then if not, we have until next month to do a second reading on it if anything comes up.
Commissioners, a question of the chief.
No, I think my questions have been answered on this.
I have no questions.
I mean, it looks straightforward, all the red, from my viewpoint. So if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion to have the first reading of policy 1007.4.7.
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 We now are going to discussion about Island County contract term. And this is in our packet. We got a letter from the fire inspector on the 23rd of last year, 23rd of December. Chief, what's going on here?
So from the time that I first arrived here 2.5 years ago, we had a series of meetings with the county attempting to update a 1990s era policy on fire safety inspections, an interlocal agreement between all of the fire districts and the county. There were a number of concerns with it, one of which was that we didn't have any choice as to whether or not the citizens were charged for that fire safety inspections. We would go out, do a fire safety inspection. We would turn the information into the county. They would bill them and then forward the money to us. With the amount of money that it was, that really didn't seem worth it to most of the districts in the county to do that, because they felt like, hey, that was a service that they could provide, and it wasn't really worth the money that they would get back to charge that fee. We could never come to terms with that with the county. And then the other challenge that we've had ongoing is that we were not seeing enforcement action from the county when we found problems with fire safety inspections. I don't think this is the end of the road for our relationship. I hope it's not with the county on doing fire safety inspections, but rather finally ending a defunct interlocal agreement. We did meet with the county this week with the Board of County Commissioners regarding Fire Marshal's Office and fire safety inspections. And what we proposed to the county, which I can forward to you guys the PowerPoint that was presented to them, but was essentially that we would collaborate going forward, that the county would fund a Fire Marshal's Office that would collaborate with all the districts to make sure that we are providing a high level of a level and then hopefully a high level of prevention and inspection activities for the county. So that is kind of wrapped up with this termination of the agreement, which we have never exercised to my knowledge as a district.
Was there any discussion about how this the fire marshal position would be funded? Would this be something the county funds, or is this something that we're going to be expected to chip in for?
Historically, and by convention of the surrounding counties, the county would be funding that. It's their responsibility. That was a question that came up with the County Board of Commissioners and ultimately would rest in discussions with you. But my recommendation was that we would be able to support this program through fire safety inspections. Most of the county districts have fire safety inspector, fire inspectors, certified fire inspectors, and there's a lot of investment in that and a lot of investment in personnel time. So I suppose anything is possible, but it makes sense to me that that would be our contribution.
Do the inspections ultimately help fund the position? Is there enough?
That is one way you could do it,
Okay.
is you could charge for fire safety inspections and try to use that to fund it. I don't know what all the models out there are. There may be some governance agencies that do that, but a lot of districts and counties will just do that as a service funded by taxes. And for us, from my standpoint, again, this is a conversation with you all, but if we have the people and they're certified already, there's a lot of benefit to our staff and us to get out and do those fire safety inspections with building familiarity, as well as just providing that service to our customers.
So presently, do we do it for free?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I would be in favor of it being free simply because, there's bad feeling with it already if there's violations, and it just gets worse when they get the bill.
Right. And one of the challenges that we have now is we don't have enforcement authority. So we can go out and do them as a service, and we have been, and people really appreciate it. But sometimes the ones that we'd like to get out and see some improvement on probably aren't as likely to, want a fire safety inspection.
So, Chief, where does this leave us? It sounds like the inspection, there's no enforcement, right? No
Currently,
requirement,
right? Yeah.
right? So, what is that? I mean, is there any data out there saying counties that have inspections or jurisdictions of any kind versus ones that don't? Is there a higher number of fires when they don't have inspections, or is it smock snicks, or what's the data?
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of data and research that's been done through the National Fire Academy. And they've got in their archives a lot of information, a lot of research projects that have been conducted on that. So I think, as the districts, a good next step, as you raise a great point, is to kind of get some of that data together and make that as a presentation to the electeds at the county level to say, hey, this is really worth its weight in gold. It's the single most effective use of our funds and resources.
And I think that's part of what I'm reading with this fire marshal issue as well. We meaning all the districts on that it, both subjects, the inspection and on fire marshal, in effect, the facts have to put heat on the commissioners, that is the county commissioners, that this is, I mean, they're being derelict in their duty to not move this process forward. And I think every one of those commissioners, if they had a loved one or their house burned down or whatever, because they been were not aware of a problem they had in, they'd be the first to want to have it rectified. So if we have a way to document that, and then, if they're still being like they have been about the fire marshal, then the local rag newspapers gotta be made aware of it. Gotta put heat on them, because this is what we're hired to do, and they're being derelict in not doing their responsibility. And in politics, as we all know, it's what have you done for me lately? And the corollary is, what are you going to do for me lately? And it's really frustrating when I hear, on the fire marshal issue and now on this issue, they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is serving the public interest. I'll get off my soapbox.
I have a question.
Yes, Commissioner.
This letter is signed by our Island County Fire Inspector. Can you explain the structure of what they do versus what a fire marshal would do?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it's been a rotating door of inspectors with the county over the last year, some of which have been certified, some of which have not been certified. I don't know the status here. Like all of our lieutenants are certified fire safety inspectors through the International Code Council. So Kevin works in the planning department, I believe, at this point. Normally, what would happen is you'd have a fire marshal who is, you can do it a lot of different ways, but if you're going to have a small fire marshal's office, they would be a certified plant fire plans examiner, and they would have a high level of certification for inspections as well. And they would really be the department head and kind of orchestrating the activities, and they would have inspectors working underneath of them. And so they have one inspector at this point, and he has been working out on Camano Island. So they've struggled to have to employ inspectors. As I said, it's been a rotating door over the last couple of years. So I think that's great. That would be great to keep that position and then to have a fire marshal's office again, like they did back in the 90s. They had a fire marshal and a fire marshal's office for the county. And now that's been put under a kind of a combination of the sheriff's department, who Sheriff Felici's technically is the fire marshal.
Which she doesn't want to be.
Correct. And then under environmental health, and then under planning as well. So it's kind of a little bit tricky, I think, to manage when it's in all these different departments. Whereas if you had a fire marshal, they could orchestrate the activities to make sure, hey, we're getting those plans addressed before they go out with a plans exam, fire plans examiner, and then we're getting the inspections done annually, and we're addressing more complex issues like if somebody's going to put in a housing development or something like Ken's Corner. Hey, those are complex issues, and there's the code, but then you also need someone who is experienced to be able to make code exceptions or to kind of customize the application of the code.
So, Chief, where do you, in your, if you were a betting man, which of course you're not, where would we, what do you see this, what are the next steps, and what do you think the resolution will be for really both subjects, the inspector and the fire marshal?
Well, what I would like to see over the course of this year is to maintain that dialogue with the districts and the county, and to, by through this process, have meaningful dialogue about the size that that would be and how many employees possibly one fire inspector could handle it. And then by the 2026 budget, have that position and that department funded for the county. That may be optimistic. I know the speed of government, people be like, oh, we can't, it's going to take a whole year. But for us that have worked in
That
government for a
sounds
little
fast.
while, we're like, yeah, well, we're right, that's pretty quick. But I think it's important to keep the dialogue going, because it's been, like I said, since 92, and kind of the conversation was this week, well, if it's been since 92, well, what's the big deal? Well, one of the problems with being really good at prevention is, A, how do you demonstrate what's not happening to people? And then B, things have happened, and we have had a number of really scary close calls, even down here on the south end, that were a direct result of a lack of inspections and prevention activities. Those can come and go, and nobody really understands that they were preventable.
So it seems like there's national data, and then you've got South Ends and Island County in real world situations. It would seem like we can corral the national data, not overwhelmingly with it, but there must be a basically a conclusion of when you have fire inspectors versus when you don't. I mean, that it should be be on a one pager. And then some examples here over the past how many years, 5 years, whatever, where some things happened that should not have happened had there been inspections. and maybe the other districts could, come up with the similar information in their jurisdictions. So, yeah.
What was the Island Commissioner's take on enforcement?
I don't think anybody really was prepared to have a solid answer for that as far as where we are now, where we are going forward. Obviously, I think we'd all, although it wasn't said, I think we'd all like to see code enforcement happening.
Would our preference be that the code enforcement is from the county rather than from the district?
Well, they have to be they have to be deputized as a law enforcement agency, and I think it makes a lot of sense for the fire marshal to be the one that does that, if that, and I don't mean putting it on Felici, but typically what you'll see in the fire department is like the firefighters aren't out trying to do enforcement. That's a little bit more complex. It needs somebody with some legal
Can be
knowledge.
very difficult.
Yeah. So for me, I'd like it to come from the county, but
Yeah, I would like to see the enforcement be with the county. And I think, while the majority of our constituents down here are going to work with us, I'm sure there'll be a few that won't.
it will be challenging at times, I think. And we already saw that with the health inspector who was we had some health inspection questions come up, I think, publicly that we're aware of, that were where enforcement was kind of being questioned. And some of that was there was an attempt to enforce fire code because there were gross violations. And it wasn't always met with open arms. So, yeah.
Never will be.
Maybe we could say there's a one way and a right way and the county way. And the question is, which is the right way? And it's almost like an attitude. I've heard this in many times that there's a county attitude that they're supposed to be serving all of us. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. This is purely providing us information. There's no need to take any action at this point. Okay. Chief, you got a report for Chief, you got a report for us?
Okay. So we're finalizing auditing our final numbers for 2024 as far as call volume, but you can see we have trended up again for 2024 on the call volume with an average of 267 calls per month. Our incident type breakdown is pretty consistent throughout the year, as our response times, we're actually a little bit shorter on the 90th percentile, 14 minutes. This is an area where I would like to trend these response times for you guys going forward through 2025. Not there yet on the reporting. Chief M spent the whole day with another agency this week learning the software to become our expert. Appreciate all the work he's doing on that. The fourth seat coverage. So fourth seat was down a little bit for December, but fifth seat was actually up considerably from 37 to 51%. So we're hovering around 90% on fourth seat coverage. We did actually approve that number went from 0 to 1 for new volunteers because we approved one this evening that we just interviewed today. And then we have two additional applications still in process. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you guys have any questions on that so far? Okay.
Just a quick question, Chief, with the process. I mean, this is the hardest thing is finding volunteers to come forward. Is there any thought on your part that is there anything different that we need to do versus your peers in the fire community?
to as far as more recruitment for
Yeah,
volunteers?
anyway, I mean, I think I know the answer. The answer is there's so many demands on people's time, and then the technology that sucks people dry, mentally dry. But I'm just curious, in your world, is there anything that other districts you're aware of that are doing that we might be able to duplicate and emulate?
Yeah, I think there are lots of different possibilities. I think we need to continue to discover what those are and what the best fit is for us. And I think we have to continue to focus on attracting volunteers and keeping them that are going to be engaged and participate with the district. I want to say we don't take all comers, but I don't think. You
Well,
know, I think it's best to be discerning and to find folks who are really engaged and ready for this. And we've been doing that. I think we've got some really great folks who have come on board. So I think there's room to improve upon that, and there's room to improve upon recruitment, of course, too.
yeah, I would hope, and I know that you're not going to take all comers. You only want those guys and gals that meet the strictest standards. So I applaud you and everybody else for doing it correctly.
Okay, so we have the Division Chief Assessment Center coming up tomorrow, and we have five folks coming in to go through that process. Chief Nye has done a tremendous amount of work to put everything together, along with Chief M and Chief Dilly. And so they've got a great process put together for tomorrow. It's going to take most of the day. Then I will interview two of them that are both traveling tomorrow evening. We'll do chief's interviews, and then we'll do two or three additional chief's interviews on Saturday. So looking forward to seeing what we have here, good going through the process and seeing how that goes and taking a look at these applicants. So we did get a few more this after the second time we went out. So not a huge number, but it's a competitive market right now as well. So
So where are these folks coming from? In state, out of state, or?
We've got all of them have ties directly to Washington. One is actually coming from Maryland, but was just in Washington and went back out there. One is coming from Eastern Washington by way of California and Colorado, I think.
Whoa.
But he's been in Washington for a year or so. And then the rest are all from Washington, Oregon. They're all residing in Washington now, but from this area, Northwest area. And then we have the flag ceremony, final tones, and we put together the we're putting together the party, retirement party for Chief Nye coming up on the 31st. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Sherry's been working, putting flyers together and getting those sent out. RSVP for the party, please, if you can.
I was going to say, Chief Nye is looking pretty comfortable right now.
It's a little too happy. You could technically walk home, I think, from Patron. I think we can get somebody to give you a ride.
I'll tell you, every day that I see this guy, his smile gets bigger and bigger. Okay. What do we got? Got anything else on the chief's report?
No, sir.
Then we can move to item 7 for announcements. Hearing none. I guess since I'm hearing none, there are no announcements.
Yep.
Now we have comments from commissioners.
As I'd mentioned before, earlier, Chief, I'd like it if we could possibly have a timeline on our various projects for the year so we can see when we're able to A, fund them and be, what our expected durations and that kind of thing are, so we've got a plan going forward, so
Okay.
we don't end up doing it all in November and December to try and finish it up. And the other thing would be a basic cash flow, just to show how that we've truly got the funds available.
Okay, thanks, Commissioner Towers. We'll work on that along with closing the budget out for next month. I do have a timeline which I can share with you guys, but we'll get that updated too.
Thanks very
Okay.
much.
Commissioner?
I have served a bit more than 2 years on the ICOM Board of Directors, and it is time for me to pass on my baton. Technically, the term ends in February, but I will be unavailable for this last meeting in January, and I have passed it on to Cheryl from, why can I not think of her last name? Engel? Cheryl Engel from Central. So she will be taking the reins as her last year as commissioner. She's been serving for over 35 years.
Boy, that's something.
She also was Chief Helms elementary school teacher, I believe. Fun long-term local history there. But I just will say that we, as a board, opted to have Sophia carry the torch for moving forward with the ICOM sales tax. The plan to execute that and put it on the ballot is underway. I believe it's supposed to show up in April. It is a, I can never say the numbers. I think the chief can say it's 9/10ths of a,
Yeah, that's it.
so it's a very small amount for anybody coming in here on sales tax. So if you buy something, whether you're a visitor or a local, a tiny penny will go to help fund them. But it is a big task to take that on. They opted not to bring in a consultant to help with that. And wow, you can see pros and cons for sure. Budget versus lots of experience. So I just wanted to say that I'm, from what I could tell in my time serving on the board, they are doing a great job under new leadership with Sophia, who joined right around when I took the position. It's very interesting to kind of see that other perspective to serve with the sheriff and a county commissioner, as well as other fire commissioners and fire chiefs. So I'm very grateful to have served in that role, and it's time to keep the board diverse and bring in another voice. So just letting you know, my time as, on the board for the ICOM Board of Directors is has sunsetted.
Well, I will say, Commissioner Erickson, a job well done. I feel like you've represented the South End very well on ICOM. So,
Thank you.
add a person or add a girl or add a woman. Any other questions from commissioners, comments? If not, I will have a few words. First of all, question to Chief. We have the disaster in California, which we would hope would never happen here, but it could. The impression I have from the county, they really don't do prospective, they don't take action. It's after something's happened, they do a sort of an analysis. And the question I have is, what can we as fire districts, the light of fire under, no pun intended, but to move the county forward so that, I mean, because basically the subject we talked about a few minutes ago about both the fire marshal and the inspection, it just relates to a lack on the part of county's part to be preventive. And so I don't want to belabor it, because I mean it's a long-term project, but maybe we fire districts have to find a way to quantify this whole issue of inspecting, preparing people, because if the people are, I mean, like in my little HOA, and I've got to go back and do another one, but through the cert process, I encourage the people, my neighbors, to be self-reliant. And it just seems like the county doesn't understand that. I mean, they're derelict in their responsibility, if you ask me. So I don't expect an answer, more wandering around in the thicket here to say, we really need to find a way to make it politically profitable for the three commissioners to support prevention, and that's in fire inspection, marshal, and disaster preparedness. So, anyway, that's 2 cents on that. That we need to keep that on a front burner, because we could have. I mean, I think our big thing is not going to be a wildfire, but it potentially is an earthquake. Wildfires are any time. So, anyway, I just wanted to have a conversation about that, or start that. Item number two, I just formally announce that as of right now, I am running for re-election for position two for the South Whidbey Fire EMS Board of Commissioners. I'm running for the following reasons. One, on the issues that we all look at very clearly, why the voters sent to us here, in this case, to improve response times in the South End. I support and will be advocating that we fulfill adding sleeping quarters at Station 34, so that'll permit a domicile for two firefighters that can be stationed around the clock. And this would, of course, be the period until a new Station 32 is built for the South End. Second, to do what's necessary to fund and build a new Station 32 to further improve our South End response times. And three, to add equipment and maintenance repair at the Langley Station 34, so we can have a state-of-the-art vehicle repair facility there, as well as, of course, getting some needed funds when we sell the current old 36 Bayview location. And of course, the other commissioners are going to roll their eyes on this one, but to complete seismic retrofitting of all our facilities, because it will happen, and when it happens, we would hope that we have secured them. And then, relating to that, as we t I questioned earlier, I want to foster community awareness of potential disasters, whether they be natural, earthquake, fire, or man-made, because we have the Bangor sub base. And if I were the Ruskies, and maybe even the Chinese, they would be that Bangor would be on a location to take out. And so we need to be cognizant of the potential of a nuclear strike there. And you know, what should we on the first responder world encourage our community to be prepared for? Second or third major item. Continue to support the leadership of Chief Walsh. As you all know, he was my first choice and only choice for fire chief. And he is not, my opinion has not been denigrated whatsoever in the, as you said, 2.5 years you've been on watch. So I'm looking forward for the next 6 years or more to be able to be the wind in his sails. And then, relating to this, I look forward to working with my fellow commissioners, because we all serve the South End public. It has been a real pleasure in the past so many years of working with this group of commissioners. And I can tell you from my experience in Bothell politics, it's a real pleasure of this group. There's no games played. We all, I like to say, are rowing in the same direction. And I hope to spend the next 6 years with this group to continue, because we're doing a good job for the public. And I'm going to talk about you all, not necessarily me, but the other commissioners doing a good job for the public. So finally, I am running for re-election because I do enjoy the process. I enjoy working with everybody here. So if the voters like it, then I'll be around for another term. If somebody else comes forward and the voters really like that party, well, so be it. But so there you have it. Let's the fun and games begin. So, with that, are there any, we have no need for an executive session, I'm assuming no.
I have just a brief update to give
Okay,
you
we
guys. I
do.
think honestly it could be 10 minutes.
Okay,
Yeah.
so we are looking at basically quarter of, should we target for 15 minutes just in case? What do you think?
Sure.
I mean, your call.
5 o'clock.
I mean,
Okay.
okay, so we will come back in at approximately 5 p.m. Five, yes. Okay. Board of Commissioners returned from executive session. No action was taken. We were provided information about potential property sales and evaluation, but from there we have nothing to report at this point. I have asked, it's not on the agenda, but I've asked Chief Walsh to give us a summary of his travels that are for the next 2 weeks. Chief?
Yeah, thank you. Sunday morning, I'll be traveling to the National Fire Academy slash FEMA Institute in Maryland for a 2 week course on natural and command and control of natural and man-made disasters. It's a highly recommended course. I believe Commissioner Towers has taken it and had a lot of positive things to say about it. I think it's pretty applicable to potentials for here, as discussed earlier. Looking forward to that. It's going to be not real pleasant weather, but that's okay. We'll be in the classroom most of the time. So,
It can be beautiful in the snow.
oh, okay.
The campus, yeah.
Nice.
So, Chief, when you come back, you'll be giving us all the latest and greatest from the poobahs of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and actually, now that you mention it, there was actually pre-coursework to do for this class, and I already feel like I have gotten benefit from it. That was to go through and interview our emergency manager with the county,
Yes.
and there were a number of different questions that I did not know the answers to, and some of them that he didn't know the answers to. So we
Yeah.
had it opened up a great dialogue, and we committed to continuing the conversation when I get back and to be more engaged with some exercises.
So maybe what you found in this course might be a basis to build on with the county for their emergency preparedness posture.
Absolutely. And maybe we can maybe the emergency manager and I can go back for a class sometime.
Yeah,
That'd
because I
be kind
mean,
of fun.
the impression I have from my experience here and just discussions before as on the board, there's a one way and a right way and a county way, and I on occasions it's not the right way. So I'm not asking for an opinion. I'm just saying it's possible. So at this point, if there's nothing else that's not on the agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All's in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Let's go home.